Well, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And Mr. Overman helps coordinate the 8th grade field trip to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, coming up April 5th through the 8th. They've been looking forward to it probably since they were 7th graders.
If not before.
Yeah, a lot of their brothers or sisters went on. They have stories. They've seen pictures. They've seen lots of stuff. So they've been looking forward to it for quite a while.
So I guess, why do you guys take this trip? Obviously, going to D.C. is a great educational experience, but it can be a little pricey getting on a plane, and it's all sorts of new and interesting things. So what's the point of taking this trip as a school event?
Strictly for the kids. It's giving them some experiences that without this opportunity, they would never see it. It can get expensive, but it's worth it. Mm-hmm. I remember the people that had it before me, Chris Hudson, Jim Utermark, Chris Byrne, they would say, yes, it can get expensive, but it's worth it. For the stuff that they get to, the flight, the motel, food, literally everything is taken care of. It's really cheap. Plus, it's just the good experience for the kids. For the kids from small town Iowa to see the FDR Memorial, to stand at Gettysburg, to stand in the Capitol, it's a great experience for them.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess let's start with that. What exactly will they be doing over these 4 days?
Yeah, we take off, or just to start from the beginning, we take off from probably about 6 o'clock in the morning down at our Circle Drive. We got on a bus, ride a bus for about 5 hours to Chicago, then the plane from Chicago to D.C. As soon as we land, we start touring. We get on the bus, we go to, probably the place we'll go to this year is, we'll just stay along the mall. We'll go from the Washington Monument to the World War II Memorial. Just keep going right down to the Lincoln Memorial. That'll be probably time for dinner. We'll go to dinner, come back, see the same things at night, because a lot of the sites are really neat in the daytime. But when you see them at night, all lit up, that's even more pretty. Then we go right from there to the motel. We haven't stopped at the motel yet. Stay there overnight, then get up in the morning and we start touring right away. Go to Arlington National Cemetery first. There's an opportunity for the kids, if they want to, they can write an essay, have the essays judged by some of the faculty. The four top essays will get to lay a wreath at the Tomb of the Unknowns. And from there, we're going to have about 2 more hours at Arlington. It's one of the sites that you could spend an entire day there and still not see everything. So we wanted to give them some time for that. After Arlington, we'll go to the Capitol, where we've had a tour set up through Senator Grassley's office. We'll go from the Capitol tour, a couple more things, and we have a tour for the Holocaust Museum, National Holocaust Museum. And after that, just whatever we have time for. We might go to one of the Smithsonian's. At about 7 or 7:30, we like to get to the roof of the Kennedy Center for sunset at the top of Kennedy Center, because it's a great vantage point to see Arlington. You can see everything on the mall. And it's just a nice way to end the day. The third day will be Saturday, and we get up. One of the first places we'll go to is the White House for just a picture. We can get in, but it's not really worth the wait. So we just take a picture. Then we get on a bus, go to Gettysburg. That's really neat because they get to see everything about the battlefield. Last year, our tour guide was amazing. He was perfect for the group. He explained some stuff, and then we have dinner at Pickett's Buffet in Gettysburg, come back for a couple more things and a couple more things to see at night. Then the third day is the day that we leave, but we see Mount Vernon first. Then we go back to Ford's Theater, probably go to Capitol Picture where we get the official picture for the group. A couple more things, just some tie up some loose ends, some things that we haven't done, and get on the plane and come back to Chicago, another bus ride back to Knoxville, get back by about midnight on Sunday night, and thankfully we don't have school that next Monday.
It's planned around that, I imagine.
Yes, they will need it. They will be very sleep deprived, but they'll be excited, but they'll be able to sleep after that.
Well, and it seems like 8th grade is kind of the perfect age too, in terms of kids actually understand the historical significance of what they're looking at. They've learned about it, but they can actually understand its beauty, and they understand what it means to be on the battlefield at Gettysburg, what it means to be in front of the Capitol touring.
Yeah, Mr. Hudson, Mr. Unimark, and Mr. Byrne did a very good job of explaining the stuff. I went on 2 trips with them, and their examples really gave me some good ideas, so I owe a lot to them. They were really good teachers in explaining stuff. They were very good with preparing the kids and telling them what they were going to be seeing, so they wouldn't go to this thing and think, well, this is just a big field. They would know it's Gettysburg. They know where they are, so they did a really good job of preparing them.
And you've been on these trips before, like you just said. I'm sure you've just seen the smiles on the kids' faces, yeah. The excitement they have when they go to walk around all these places they've seen in photos before.
And that's what makes everything worth it. It's not a relaxing vacation for us. It's stressful. You're always thinking about where they are, what you're going to do next, but it's completely worth it. That none of that ever matters, because an example, last year, Jared McClung, we were sitting in, I think it was Reagan National Airport, just landed, look at the big windows, and he said, all the things you see in the books, now we're actually here. That was worth it. Hearing Jared say that, that's why we do all the planning, just to see their faces. Some of them, first time they've ever flown before. Some of them farthest away from their parents they've ever been, farthest away from Iowa they've ever been. And to go from, like I said earlier, small town Knoxville, to stand right where Dr. Martin Luther King gave his speech, to stand at Gettysburg, to sit there at the top of Little Round Top, to see everything, it's worth it for all these kids. It's a great experience. They all come back with some stories that they'll literally remember for the rest of their lives. Teresa down at Jacobson Travel does a very good job. We literally couldn't do it without her. She prepares everybody so well. She has everything so lined up, and she explains it really well. We've never had any problems. Hopefully we didn't jinx it, but she prepares everything so well. And from the previous years that have gone, Mr. Hudson, Udemark, and Mr. Byrne, it's just been going, continuing going very well since then.
All right. Well, thanks very much for joining us today.
Good. Thank you.